Okay, so could you please tell us a bit about the shop?
So the shop's located at the Kimpton Parkway Reuse and Recycling Centre in Sutton. It's provided as part of the contract to the council through Veolia, who are the council's waste contractor. Predominantly what happens is that anything that is reusable, that's not going to be sent for recycling, that's sent to the six household waste recycling centres that sit under the South London Waste Partnership is collected. The goods are taken to the Kimpton Parkway shop, where they're checked and then put on sale.
So how does it work for the public?
General public, if you, in terms of reuse items that are being brought to the site, if there's anything reusable that they are bringing to the site, be that a push-bite piece of furniture, TV, hi-fi, garden equipment, tools, anything like that, and they think it's reusable, they can speak to a member of the Veolia staff, and they will tell them to place it in a specific container for what we term as reuse goods. We'll then arrange for those goods to be collected. They're taken to the shop. And then, as I say, residents from the local area can come into the site and buy the goods at knockdown prices.
So it's currently shut, so people can't get their gifts from there for Christmas this year, but people can still bring items to donate. What's the benefit of this?
In terms of waste, and without getting too technical, the waste services themselves work under what they call the waste hierarchy. So the top of that is to not actually produce waste. Then it's to reuse, then to recycle, then to recover energy, and then to dispose of, ultimately going to landfill if nothing else can be done with it. So by reusing items, you are doing a lot of good for the environment. It's good for carbon management and the circular economy. So it's the right thing to do in terms of the whole environmental aspect of dealing with your waste.
How have things been in the run-up to Christmas this year?
Difficult, to say the least. The pandemic, we had to shut in March. That was tough, and we reopened as most non-essential shops did in June. June through till November was okay. Trading returned to normal, and it was okay. But obviously in November, we had to shut again. We've reopened, but then we shut again on Saturday. We'd planned to shut anyway over the Christmas period because historically the last 2 weeks leading up to Christmas and the first week after are normally dead anyway. So we thought, well, we'll close this year to cut contact down to a minimum, but it's been a tough year.
And finally, do you see more people before Christmas as they go to get presents or afterwards as they drop off unwanted presents?
Well, what we tend to find is before Christmas time, we have a lot of people coming in to buy stuff, and we do normally run campaigns selling a lot of Christmas decorations that we get donated earlier on in the year. So Christmas time, before Christmas, is all about selling the goods. After Christmas, that's really where we get a big influx of material coming in, people discarding their old stuff because they've got new stuff over Christmas. So it's a tale of two halves, really.
And there is actually one more thing I want to ask. Mm-hmm. Is there some strange or unique stuff that's been in the shop over the years? Like, is there something that stands out?
Yeah, we've had some weird things. I've actually been doing this for a number of years. Before I was at Community Reuse, I was running reuse shops for another waste company. So I've had quite strange things, but probably the strangest thing that we had come into the site at Kimpton was, well, there's two things. There was a boat with a hole in the bottom of it, and a coffin, both of which sold within about half an hour of being dropped off. The coffin went to a local costume shop who used it for their Halloween display. And I've got to say, the coffin wasn't secondhand. It had never been used. and the boat actually was taken to somebody who put it in their garden and planted it full of flowers, made quite a nice display.
Oh, that's very nice.